السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 15th of Safar 1444, we present to you our report back of last week's activities. Allah Jalla Wala informs us, "Wamma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith." As for the favors, bounties of Almighty Allah, announce it, pronounce it, proclaim it. وَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, Allah states, I will increase my bounties and favors for you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. If you make kufran and you are not shukr, non-grateful, unthankful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. Then my punishment is very, very severe. حَبِيبُنَا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Whosoever is not grateful to humanity, in reality, he is not thankful, grateful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Alhamdulillah, the morning pre-program with Mona Arafat and Junaid Khan and our brother Yas Hussein in Durban is picking up among the non-Muslims as well. So we say, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatu min Rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Our deen was, is, will always be the best, and it's our duty, we have to share it with the rest. And people today will have big organizations and they will have big meetings and so forth, but who's there to present to the Ummah the pure pristine Islam without compromise and without selling the deen? Very few people remember that. So that is why Allah Ta'ala will choose whoever he wants to. We must present the deen of Islam in its pristine purity. Not this also is permissible and that also is permissible, or this is different from scholars, so therefore it's permissible. Like that you will make everything permissible. Imam Auza'i rahimahullah, who's buried in Beirut, we went to his Qabr Mubarak. He was known as Imam Ahli Sham, the Imam of the Levant. That is Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, all these countries put together. So he's buried in Lebanon, Beirut. He used to say, من أخذ بنوادر العلماء فقد خرج عن الإسلام. When you start looking for rare fatwas and verdict and all these things, you yourself, you will go out of the fold of Islam. So that's what's happening today in many parts of the world. Allah protect us. Nevertheless, so that program, Allahumma laka shukr kullu, and it's on FM with Radio Al-Ansar, so we thank all the directors there. And then, mashallah, Monday night, and that we have our Q&A with Allah's help, so that is going very well. Still the flagship program with Allah's help. Tafsir is going well with Allah's help. And we completed Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and we sent it out today from Surah Fatiha right to Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. So 20 and a half juz of the noble Quran. And on the other side, mashallah, from Surah Yasin right till the end of Surah Noon. Allah Jalla Wala accepted. He alone, he is Al-Hafiz, Al-Hafiz, the one who accepts and gives us tawfiq. Wa ma tawfiqi illa billah. Tuesday, mashallah, we have the bless of marriage, and that is what Sirius FM, Allah Ta'ala reward our brother Faisal Asmal and our brother Yusuf Asmal, and they also, their listenership is increasing, our listenership is increasing, and with the internet today, it's so cheap in the Western countries and so forth. So therefore, people, just yesterday I received a message from a person in Ontario, Canada, and they were telling me how they enjoy the bliss of marriage. Mentioned that specifically. So, and there was a wonderful incident last week, you know. Incident in this sense, the husband and wife had decided that he will give talaq to his wife. They contacted us, we spoke to them, and then they were all crying, and they had a 9-year-old son or daughter. Daughter, yes, it was. So we hope and pray that, inshallah, they can forget their differences and put it one side and reconcile for the love of Allah, for the sake of the child, and so forth. So that also, mashallah, our aim must be jorna, to make the homes, not torna, to break the home. To break is very easy. To make the home, that is the kamal. Wasulhu khair. Remember, reconciliation is the best. Then Tuesday night we have tafsir, mashallah. So there I spoke about, in the tafsir lesson, of all the corruption and the problems and that going on in the world. You know, we just choose ayats at random and so forth. So that was our topic. And then the lively Q&A. So mashallah, our India brothers, South African brothers are there. Wednesday, same thing. We have bliss of marriage, tafsir, the morning program. Then I read Asr Salat normally in the Khanka. Then I go to Zakaria. So mashallah, that when I went there, we have tea and so forth. And then I tell Azul Mufti Sahab that, you know, this happened. Make special dua for Pakistan. Today you heard the news that the water is going in the direction of their main, you know, grid of the electricity. If that falls, the whole country, Allah forbid, will be plunged in darkness. What problems they will have, and the enemies will rejoice. Not that Pakistan doesn't have problems, they have enough problems. So remember, Allah make easy for them, and Allah Ta'ala, somebody will make dua, we make dua. Sallahu khayrun hafidhu wa arhamur rahimin. And I explained to Hazrat what happened in different parts of the world. And then Hazrat went to teach, we read Maghrib Salat. And then Ahmed Mohana Shabir Saluji also, mashallah, he just came out from the operation, you know, the knee replacement. And thereafter, mashallah, I went to the Dars and Hazrat was teaching, mashallah, the Muslim Sharif. And it was very, very interesting, mashallah, the different babs and so forth, which Hazrat was teaching, you know, sometime with this about, you know, jihad, and sometime about nikah, and some different babs, mashallah, and chapters. Thereafter that saw Atul Hazrat that, you know, that these 1-2 kitabs there, and so forth, and so forth. So Allah's help, Allah's mercy, that there was the Qasida Burda, and the whole Qasida Burda written by who? Khattatul Mushaf al-Sharif. This person who is the greatest calligrapher living in the world, Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. That's his full name. Sheikh Usman Hussein Taha. If you open any Quran Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, in the Haramain Sharifain, and open the last page, you will see is written there, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ Al-Khattat Usman Taha. So I told Hazrat, I went there once, and then he wrote my name. Then the second time I took my wife, then he wrote my wife's name. And then he told my wife that, you know, his daughter's name is same. Then he took her as his daughter. He gave her gifts and so forth. I still got it there. Excellent. So, mashallah, it's very beautiful. He's the best. So he wrote Qasida Burda. So Hazrat gave me that, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Alam Sahab. So he said, no, you know this person. Take it. It's fine. I said, Alhamdulillah, and the kitabs also. So excellent. That is our Mushfiq, our beloved Ustad, Sheikh. And Allah Ta'ala grant him siha, afia. Allah Ta'ala, you know, the sacrifice he made. 35 years he's in the country. And, you know, the wife, family, all are there. So Allah Ta'ala accept all that, mashallah. Then I came back, and then, you know, yeah, we have a lot of challenges sometimes in South Africa. Sometimes you have load shedding, sometimes the water shedding, sometimes this and that. But we say, Alhamdulillah, we thank Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. In life, when things go our way, then you must say, Alhamdulillah. When it goes against you, you say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Who can solve our problems? Let's be honest. We can't rely on the politicians, we can't rely on the police, we can't rely on the judiciary. You can't rely on your fellow colleagues. Nobody you can rely on. And only Allah. That is tawakkul. Wa alallahi falyatawakkalil mutawakkilun. Wa alallahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. So place your trust only in Almighty Allah. That does not mean tarkul asbab. We don't use the means. Use all the means at your disposal that are permissible, but the end result, live in Allah's hand. Ya Allah, you're the only one who protect us. Look at the murder in Cape Town, the Parker brother. And then you see that the brothers passed away. That Maulana Nakhuda there in Virginia. Those who are in hospital, in clinic, at home, they ill and sick. Allah give them shifa e kamil. Those who passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant the bereaved family Sabri Jameel. They know what they lost. Somebody's father, somebody's husband, somebody's brother, somebody's nephew, or uncle, whatever it is. So Allah alone, He is the one, He brings this halat and He gives us the ability also to accept it and we continue with our life. So on Friday, Jumu'ah was today's lecture, very khutbah, very, very disappointing. You can make out that he is 100% with the government. We can say that maybe he's forced, that I even agree with that. All the imams, they can't speak much. But sometimes the statements he makes, you know, he goes overboard. Like the one statement which really made me upset, I was really upset. He said, if you speak against the Saudi regime and government, meaning the king and crown prince and all that, then you are ghaddar. That's the word he used. That you're like a traitor to the government and so forth. So how can you go and imprison people when they send out few tweets for 34 years and 45 years? Nowhere in the world you'll find this. Only a tenpot dictator will do this, you know. And then the imam, what he spoke, 100% truth he spoke. Sheikh Salih Ali Talib. So he is in prison now for 10 years. Sheikh Nasir Umar, he spoke 100% the truth. And the increase is from 10 years to 30 years. So this is what you call police state, tenpot dictator and so forth, murtad out of the fold of Islam. People who are today, go open the Haaretz newspaper, the Jutla newspaper and go see. They say, will MBS bankrupt Saudi Arabia? You know the Jutla, they're very sharp. They will put it and you must read between the lines that he's spending millions and billions of dollars just now few years time. Saudi Arabia now, no more credit balance, they got a debit now. So another third world country. So that is what they do. And then they say they're fighting corruption and all this. So how many millions and millions dollars wasted in bringing all these haram singers and golfers and all these type of things here. And Formula One and so forth. When the ulama speak, straight jail. So that is what's happening there. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain and protect Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid mosque in the world. And then I went to the Sufi masjid and I spoke about, then the queen died in the rush, you know, Thursday. And you get our crazy Muslims, they don't understand or they don't want to understand. A non-Muslim dies, you can't even say inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun according to the fatwa. Let alone saying rest in peace and making dua, all that is haram. In Islam, you can't go to the graveyard. You can't go by the body of the deceased. You can't have memorial service. There's no memorial service. For Muslim and non-Muslim, all haram. For non-Muslim is even worse. It's worse. Remember, Quran is very clear. وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ. That you can't pray for them, you can't go to the grave, you can't go there, nothing. Yes, you can offer condolences when the body is gone and their prayers are finished and all that. So you don't participate, or it seems like you are participating in all their haram dandas and haram activities. So we don't have to apologize to anybody. Remember these type of things. We must present the deen clear-cut. People must know what is Islam and so forth. Now you see that the Arab tenpot dictators, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Arab countries, they have one day mourning, 3 days mourning, some have more, some... All this totally, absolutely haram and so forth. If you know British history, 200 years colonial rule there in India, what they did? They stole 45 45 million trillion, I'm not sure now, because you know that person, Dr. Shashi Tharoor, you must listen to him speak. Subhanallah, what facts and figures he gives, you know, it's mind blowing. So millions and billions of dollars siphoned out of India, and they brought it to a poverty country and so forth. In the 1700s, India had 27% of the world GDP. And when the British left, remember, they made them pauper status. They stole everything. I like the one word he used. He said, if you go to London and you visit their museum, you will see Chor Bazaar. Chor Bazaar is where the crooks go and steal things and they bring it home. So this is, I visited the museums there. And for real, you will see. We can tell you that this they stole from South Africa, this they stole from India, this they stole from other countries and so forth. So remember, colonial rule, imperialism must be condemned. Remember, there's no way you can justify it and so forth. So therefore, foolish Muslims only. Therefore, we agree with the EFF, what they wrote, and then we sent it out as well. So that is also another issue you should know. Thereafter, you must remember, was Saturday. Saturday we have a little bit rest day, and you know, then we have Sunday, another busy day. And mashallah, that this week there was no majlis because Mufti Sahib and them were gone to Bergwell, and we had our own work here to do and so forth. You know, there's 101 things to do in the radio at home and so forth. We hardly get a chance to fix up all those. Afternoon Q&A with Hafiz Wadi. We call today's report back heritage. If you look at our South African calendar, you will find on the 24th of September is Heritage Day, the Saturday this year. So what do you mean by heritage? We call it Yawm al-Turas in Arabic, Turas. So wa ta'kuluna turas akla lamma, Quran says. So the word is there. So there's multiple meanings, but fine. So if I'm speaking of from the time I'm born and so forth till now, because what we saw. So you must remember, we were born in the heart of apartheid, and you find that the white man was ruling, they 5-10% minority rule, but they told us and indoctrinated us and brainwashed us, white is right and west is the best, and you non-whites, you're a secondary, third class citizens, and you don't have the right to vote, you can't stay where you want to, you can't open shop where you want to, separate development, that is what they would call apartheid and so forth. So that is the white man and the white lady and the apartheid regime's legacy, a crime against humanity. Yes, they had some good points, we don't say no. I studied at UNISA. When I studied at UNISA, so it was still under apartheid, remember that. It was the world's largest correspondence university. So this Buddha, they knew what they were doing, and they looked after their own people. That you must admit. The Arama Burki, we used to call them Arama Burki. Arama Burki, he was a poor guy, he couldn't read and write, but they would make sure they would give him a job. There by the railway station, he must be the guard or some job. Like that, they would take care of the people, 10%, 5%, 20%, whatever you want to debate, that's fine. So, but it was a crime against humanity. Then 94 came, and there was euphoria in the world, a new change, new South Africa, rainbow nation, and so many things happened and so forth. For myself, I could see the writings on the wall. I never ever voted for them, and I told you that 100 times. So remember, we vote, but for the opposition parties always and so forth. So remember, but not DA and not EFF. So never ANC, never DA, never EFF, other smaller parties. Anyway, so all that happens, now you speak of South Africa and you speak of Heritage Day. If you ask me, my personal opinion, the monarchy there, this King Charles and all, they must crap it totally. Imagine they are the richest family there in the UK and they don't pay tax. Okay. Can you imagine a thing like that? So why do you don't pay tax? And you collect everybody what the ordinary Joe plumber builder has to pay. They must pay tax and you sit on your laurels. Think of Hardy. So same thing South Africa. All the parties, whole lot. We need jobs. We need the economy to grow. We need this. When I look at me, I got the calendar here in front of me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So I see public holidays here on this calendar. They got 13 days. So for what you need 13 public holidays? I'm asking you. Half of them, three quarter of them must be scripted. If you want to build a nation, you want to build, remember, a people, you want jobs and that. So half the government must be fired, incompetent, hopeless, useless, and half the public holidays must be. So what is your legacy? I'm asking you, what is your legacy? Your legacy is SAA doesn't work. You know, always you have to bail them out. You see, Danel, which was a world-class company and producing arms, they haven't paid there for 2 years or so, their staff. So always bail out from the government. Then you see your Plaza and your Transnet and your trains and that in front of my house. That, yeah, they got, you must remember, train used to go past. They stole all the railway lines and everything gone. So all that. That's your new South Africa. Potholes you can't count. So is that what you want? We must heritage. I mean, it's a crime. Remember, it's worse than apartheid. You must remember, because you steal from your own people. 55 million people, who's benefiting? Only the elite on top, the 2 million, 5 million, and stealing millions also. Kleptomaniac, that's the word they use, and so forth. So how can you justify a day of heritage and so forth? It's a disgrace, absolute disgrace. And the point we have to address is that we get some, you know, people opportunist. You see, we call them opportunists, you must remember. We have to speak clear. We don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We must be clear on our stance on all these issues. So now, 1-2 doctors, they say, no, we must allow the people to come, non-Muslims, to come in the mosque. Men, women, children, whoever. Then you get some Maulvi's organization, they also, Raymar Sam, they say, yes, yes. All this is boot licking. What it is? Boot licking of the government. You must remember. See, we also going to celebrate, you must remember, the Heritage Day, and that we will open. But our mosque are open every day. Which day? We told you undercover, you are the biggest traitors. Therefore, you should disgrace, Quran says. Lahum fid dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati azabun azim. Who closed the mosque? You closed the masjid. You closed the masjid before the government said you must close. Who told you to go to court as friends of the court and become the enemies of Allah and Nabi alayhi salam? That's an indelible stain on Jusa, Uqsa, and Darul Ihsan and the whole happy lot who were part of it. Remember that. And we will keep on reminding them about that. We will make sure your children, grandchildren must know about it. And it's an indelible stain and an absolute disgrace. Remember that. So to go to court, to go masjid, unheard of, unprecedented in Islamic history. So that is what happened in South Africa. So few ulama and few, we said we can never allow this to happen and so forth. So alhamdulillah, you can see that this whole vaccine thing covered was a big scam, scandemic, pandemic and so forth. So you must make sincere tawbah. I make mistakes. We must admit it. We must apologize. Why you can't apologize? Because the politicians and ANC will get upset. You think the ANC is going to help you in your grave? So you must remember that لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. So please don't play with the deen of Almighty Allah. Therefore you leave us no choice but to name you and shame you and expose you. So there's nothing like this. It's absolutely haram. All you imams, all you trustees, you can go ask any alim, any mufti, any person who's not collecting money from governments and politicians. Can you allow everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, I'm speaking about, to come into the masjid, and they come, men, women, children, they come there with their napaki and haiz, they come there with their short pants and miniskirts, they come there, what, you want to make our masjid into a tourist resort or what? So Allah protect us, absolutely haram it is, and we will keep on speaking about this, so that the message must go through. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. Our message must be clear. Tomorrow we can say, Ya Allah, we tried our level best. These other people committed the crime. They will answer for that. Allah Jalla wa'ala, give us all hidayat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
To be a part of the conversation, call us now on 010-00-1004.